This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. It's election day for municipal races across the state. Key offices up for grabs today include mayor's offices in Colorado Springs and Denver. CPR News will provide live updates and election results out of Denver and Colorado Springs municipal races tonight as part of an extended edition of All Things Considered and Colorado Matters. That's at 7 tonight. And of course, there are always updates at CPR.org. And like I said, Denverites and Colorado Springs residents are voting for their next mayors today. Incumbents in both cities are stepping down due to term limits. Other important races include city council seats and Denver's city auditor. Polls and ballot drop-offs close at 7 tonight. And reminder, there is no in-person voting for the Colorado Springs election. Ballots must be returned at an official county drop-box. The Regional Transportation District has dropped a proposed ban on riding its buses and trains indefinitely. CPR transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says the ban was part of a new passenger code of conduct.
Advocates said the proposed ban targeted people experiencing homelessness. RTD had denied that, but now has dropped the proposed ban. RTD spokesman Stuart Summers.
If you have paid your fare, you are welcome to use the system. When the train gets to the end of the line, all customers have to exit, but you can immediately get right back on.
RTD still wants to make a number of changes to its passenger code of conduct, aimed at improving safety and security on its system. The RTD board will vote on those in June. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.com.